sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you live your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
What you're listening to in your little ears right now is our bi-weekly episode, and today we are going to talk about mom hacks. I'm excited for this. I'm excited all around about it. If you want to hear from us next Monday as well, you got to support the show by being a Patreon. So go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. Those bonus episodes come through Patreon right to your podcast player. If you need help with that, just email us. And we pick a shrug of the week and give them a $50 Better Life bag gift card. If you're a Patreon member, we have other perks that we're coming up with. One, drum roll, please. Can I have a drum roll? Good. Stop. week after Mother's Day, which is May 16th, we are going to do, like we did for Galentine's, we are going to do another live event over Zoom or Skype or Shish Kebab, whatever platform we decide and tell you about later. But we're excited. So it's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
The Galentine's event was super fun. We had a lot of great feedback from that. So
yeah. And we're doing it late enough to where your kids can be in bed. Like that's why it's so late.
Exactly.
Some people did bring kids though, and that was kind of fun. Somebody in the Facebook group posted what her kids were doing during it. She had set up like old laptops. So she was on a laptop and they were littles. Aww. And so they were click clacking away on a little kid's table.
Oh my gosh.
That's adorable.
What a great way to use an old laptop. I bet kids love to hear the keys and.
Oh yeah. And they really think they're doing something. I love that. It's a good idea.
What a mom hack.
What a mom hack.
It surely is.
All right. Well, that's what we're talking about today. Mine, I realized all of mine are about peanut butter and jelly. So that was lame.
Wow. Like
I should have different hacks.
Tell us.
What that means is you are really, really good at that sandwich. And that's something to celebrate.
That's true. Okay. I've talked about, I think both of them, at least on Instagram, maybe on here. The one I do when we're on vacation or like for a picnic or for the beach, take a Hawaiian bread, the whole loaf,
yes,
of Hawaiian rolls, slice through the middle, one side peanut butter, one side jelly, boop. Done.
Can I say, whenever anybody says mom hack, I just think of that. Like, that is my, and I learned it from you, that's my go-to mom hack. I've never actually done it, but I hold that up. That's the gold standard mom hack.
It's a good one.
Also, peanut butter and jellies, buy an Italian loaf. Some Italian loaves are like in the bakery section, not that one. The nice, fluffy white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Make that whole loaf into peanut butter and jellies, and then you just put them together, and then you put them back in the bag. Like, you don't have to individually do them. They pop apart and you freeze the whole bag.
Oh.
You pop those into lunch boxes or like put them on the counter for like 5 minutes and then they defrost and the kids like them in the summer because they're cold.
That's smart.
And they don't get soggy?
They don't.
Interesting.
Or they say they don't. I've never had them, but they like them.
And also kids eat gross things. So even if
they were. It's sugary. They're like, it's mushy, but it's sugar. So I'm cool.
Yeah.
So my mom hacks that I came up with really quick are very weird. I don't know.
Like weird. Weird is good.
Okay. I'm just going to go through them real quick. Real fast. This is more a house decor hack. I don't know where this is going. I think every room should have an accent wall of wallpaper. The peel and stick wallpaper.
This is not
on topic. I think
it's a hard left.
Look, no. Skip. You will not. Do not be down on yourself about this.
It feels hacky to me because
it is.
Rebecca, parenting has nothing to do with her children. Everything to do decorating.
Moms decorate houses. Who else does it?
Right. Exactly. And a wall, like a feature wall of wallpaper, looks like you did a bunch of work. Your room looks like taken to the next level, and all you did was slap some paper on the wall. So,
Mom hack.
I like it.
I love it.
I'm not saying the rest of mine.
No, we're not doing that.
Say the rest of yours. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Okay, follow-up question.
Yes.
Where do you get your wallpaper?
I've gotten them from Amazon before. I've gotten them from Walmart before. And I've gotten them from Rifle Paper Co. Those are like the three places.
They all do fine?
The Walmart and Amazon is not stellar. I haven't found any peel-and stick, which that's the Walmart and Amazon, that doesn't eventually unstick itself. The Rifle Paper Co. was a pasted wallpaper, and that's perfect. It looks great. It's like 6 years later. The other two are peeling in different areas. But they will also come off easier than the Rifle Paper Co., you know?
True.
So,
how often do you change your wallpaper?
I haven't, actually.
Okay. Changed but is them. There... wanting it to come down easy so that you can change it?
I think so. Okay. But like that Rifle Paper Co., I would never change it. I can't imagine like not liking it. Maybe someday. Mm. I think about the next owners of this house and how they're going to curse me when they're trying to get it down. But you should live your life for yourself, not for others. That doesn't sound nice or right.
That's the Christian way.
Whoops. You know.
Live in the now.
Live in the now.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Live in La Vida Loca.
Yeah, all of it. I think every house should have indoor climbing structures for their kids, like the Swedish ladder that we have. I've seen people install actual swings in their ceiling or their basement ceiling, small trampolines. This is probably very important for us cold weather people to get through winter. Less important for Southerners. But I think that's a huge mom hack. Like, you got to let those, you got to give those kids something to climb on or they're going to climb on your walls.
And the wallpaper is going to come off.
And that wallpaper is going to come off. See, it's all connected. All right, here's the last one I will share because I want to get to the struds. I really think we need to stop separating our laundry by colors.
Mm.
I think this is a myth. I've never once in my life separated whites and reds and blacks, and nothing has ever gone wrong, ever. Okay, you guys both look at me like...
Super stresses me out.
It stresses you out.
I've turned so many of my husband's undershirts pink.
Really? See, I've
never... And he never will stop telling me about it.
Interesting.
I have a problem with my whites going gray.
Whites going gray.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just never... Maybe we don't have... as bright of clothing or...
I don't separate my kids' clothes.
Okay. Have they ever turned pink?
Who cares? I mean, their clothes are, like, always messed up.
I don't know. I just think it wastes a lot of time.
And so you never separate. It's just whatever's there is going in.
Mm-hmm.
Just living on the edge.
I know.
You think it's a myth. I think that's very funny. It could be a preference thing. It's got to be a conspiracy theory.
I've got to be right.
The Illuminati started it, I think.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a couple hacks. Number one, and this isn't very useful, but I find that it shifts my perspective faster than almost anything. If I'm mad at my kids or I'm annoyed with them, if I can just have the conversation over the phone, they sound like elves. It's very difficult to be mad at elves. Think about it.
Yeah.
They're adorable. When you get those little voices on the phone and you just want to be like, listen, I really need you to do this and this. They're like, okay, bitty. And you're like, oh, you're new here. It helps you remember they're new here. So, yes. Of course, they're going to mess everything up. I don't know why it does it for me, but it makes me so happy to talk to them on the phone.
You're also far enough away that you can't actually strangle or touch them. So that takes out that element. Yeah.
Yeah. It ramps up the cute element real high. So sometimes I just need that.
How do you navigate this?
I mean, you can just like step outside and call them on. I just mean like anytime I'm mad at them and we talk on the phone, I all of a sudden am like, you know what? They're learning. I don't know. Yeah. I can just put it into perspective in a way I can't if I'm looking at their face.
I love that idea.
Wow. COVID's really... gotten into you. You want your whole family to be virtual now as well.
That's not a new thing for me to want, but yes. Okay, so another thing I want to say is a really good mom hack is to just give the consequence. Don't feel bad about it. In our house, we have very recently a couple of things. Like, my daughter wanted to go to a horse show. It's like $1,500. And so I said, I would like you to make some money, go walk dogs, go make some bracelets and sell them to the neighbors, go, you know, whatever you want to do. I want you to be creative, but I also want you, you are homeschooled. You are done with school sometimes at 10:30 in the morning. Like, go hustle up some change, you know, or try at least. She probably put in like 12% effort. And when the time came, I was like, I'm sorry, like, you didn't put the effort in. And I felt so bad. But something that I realized a lot with working with so many kids at my job is you can't work harder than they are for the thing they want. It's very hard because we are like, this would be so good for you. You know what I mean? But so would the consequence. That's also very good for them. But it makes us feel bad and it makes them feel bad. And so we don't want to do it, but it's a disservice to not give the consequence. So I told her, I said, I'm sorry, you're not going this year. And she took it like a champ because she knew, like, and I set it pretty high. I said, you have to pay for half. But that included anything she gave, I would double it. But she really didn't give much. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I need to also see you like working really hard, because I know that even if you didn't end up with any money, if you had tried and you only tried a little bit, and I know how hard I work for the money that I earn. And so I'm going to need to see you do that same amount of work. And she just didn't. And so she was like, cool. So I think I got some more credibility in her eyes that like, I'm not jacking around. So she's going to go support her friends while they do the horse show and be backstage. So she's still going to get to do it. And I love that they're letting her be a part of that, but she's not going to get the actual show thing, which I think will be like, I feel sad. I'm sure she feels sad, but you know, whatever. So I just think give the consequence, even if it makes you feel bad, it's really important. And my son, he likes to leave to go play with his friends, the street gang that he runs with. And he won't tell me that he's leaving because he knows he's leaving and he knows where he is, but I don't know where he is. I told him, next time you leave and you don't, you know, tell me where you're going, you can't go the next day. And honestly, I want him to go. Goodbye. You know what I mean? Right. But so just sticking to your guns is important.
Yeah.
And you're finding that it went well with him too?
I mean, he was mad, but he got it. Like, ahead of time, he knew the consequence. Ahead of time, she knew the consequence.
Yeah.
But I think then we want to figure out loopholes to not have to give the consequence.
Yeah.
And it's just not ultimately good for them.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like my wallpaper hack better.
Oh, stop. Hey, it's a prettier solution.
That's encouraging. I feel like I need to hear that right now as the number one consequence giver of my household right now.
Yeah.
That's helpful to hear that. It's hard to stick to your guns.
It is hard. But if you know what you said was reasonable and you didn't say it like when you were mad.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's why I also like contracts. Make them write it down, make them put it on the refrigerator, and then everybody can refer to it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you in part by PrepDish. I really think this is your year to try PrepDish. And if you use code MSW, you'll get 2 weeks for free. Free meal planning? Yes, please. Meal prepping makes me feel like such a winner, and Allison and her crew have created all kinds of meal plans to keep your family healthy and happy. There are 3 different types of meal plans you can choose from, and every one of them is based on whole foods, so you can't go wrong. You'll download and print your weekly grocery list, then shop for exactly what you need to make meals for the entire week. You come home and follow simple instructions on how to prep for a week of meals. Allison has laid the steps out in the fastest and simplest of ways. I pop on my favorite music and find this to be one of my favorite parts of the week. Then during the week at dinner time, you simply heat, eat, and enjoy healthy meals. This week, I ordered groceries in less than 10 minutes online since my meals were already planned and my grocery list was already made. I spent under $60 on the items I needed for dinners throughout the week, and I know that my husband can take it from there. I feel great about this plan because I already did all the prep work, and I know that the heating instructions are simple. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today to get 2 free weeks of meal plans from PrepDish. That's prepdish.com/MSW for 2 free weeks, and let them help you today.
Let's talk about them.
The Strugs.
So this hack I really like. A mini fridge in my closet. It's cramped, but no one else is eating my snacks. That is the ultimate stash it.
That is so great. I've been thinking I need to get one for breast milk in the middle of the night, like to have that handy up here, like a small mini fridge. But I never thought that I could also put snacks in there. Nobody's going to look in my breast milk fridge for snacks.
Ooh, no, they will not.
It has to be really clearly labeled breast milk fridge.
Yes.
Can you give her a cold milk? You'd have to heat it up.
I have a bottle warmer as well. But like after I pump, I don't want to walk down to the steps in the middle of the night.
Yeah. At one point in one of my old houses, I had a really long counter in my bathroom with I don't like stuff out on my counter. And I made a little coffee area in there. I put a Keurig and some stuff in there. So I didn't have to go down. Nope. It was when I had younger kids. Yes. And so nobody would know I was up.
But I was up it.
And I was drinking my coffee, but nobody heard it.
I love that. So smart.
I loved that too. Yeah. That was a good setup.
They do have supersonic hearing. You've got it.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Glow sticks for road trips after sunset.
Oh,
fun.
What a fun thing to bust out.
Yes. Also, glow sticks at those ice shows. You can buy all the wands that cost $45, or you can bring your own glow sticks.
From the dollar store. Oh, that's so good. I've heard like glow sticks in the bathtub too. That could be fun for little kids at bath time.
Yes. Also, glow sticks in Easter eggs and hide them at night.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness.
We should do a whole episode on glow sticks.
I think we are. Okay. I saw this one and it's my favorite. I use it all the time. Scissors. Cut everything with kitchen scissors. Do not try to knife and fork anything. Why would you?
You know what's a step up from that? You should try
wallpaper.
Wallpaper. small pizza cutters.
Oh, good idea.
Small pizza cutters. So you can cut up someone's pancakes.
Also, shredding chicken and meat. Put it in the stand-up mixer. That's a really good hack.
It'll shred your chicken right up in a minute.
The idea of forks colliding and scraping against each other is not gonna happen in my house.
Yeah.
It's too much.
And it shreds it way finer than you can shred it.
Oh, yeah.
In a matter of seconds. Can we go on?
I could. Let's not. Let's.
Okay. Frisbees. In the back seat, on the back of the driver's seat, in the little pocket, for kids to eat on.
Okay, I thought we were having Frisbee games in the car. I'm like, no way.
I thought that first, and then I thought you said eat on, then I pictured them teething, like gnawing
chewing on.
Like eating Frisbees, guys.
Now I'm with you as a plate. That's great.
That's a really good idea.
Because you get those free at like all the 4th of July parades and stuff.
Yeah.
I like this one by Dusty Heggie.
Oh, she's the plant girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Get planty.
Because, okay, she says she keeps her chocolate in her recipe tin. And I love this because my chocolate hiding spot has been discovered and I didn't know where to go next besides buying the mini fridge. That's but good. Then your chocolate stash has to be small enough for the tin.
You know, you can buy what looks like a Lysol can, or there's things you can buy for robbers to not know. You know what I mean? Like it'll look like a can and you can screw off the bottom of the aerosol can and put stuff in there.
Wow. That's we gotta
just
level.
Get those.
Yeah.
Get those for our kids. They're not going near the cleaning supplies, you know.
Put it in a tampon box, like a big one from Costco. Ooh.
In the pantry?
I don't know, wherever you want to keep your tampon box. No one's gonna look in there.
That's true.
It's safe.
This Holly Sunsmo 18. Lies. I have a beef with her.
Uh-oh.
Easy, clean activity. Tape aluminum foil to the table, squirt shaving cream on top, and let them finger paint. That's stopped being clean at the shaving cream.
Okay, but shaving cream is soap. So the way we used to clean our desks at the end of the school year was shaving cream.
Right, but it's not going to stay on that table.
I'm thinking outside.
Outside.
Oh, she didn't say outside. She probably didn't have enough room.
I think that you need to apologize to Holly.
I'm sorry, Holly.
Yeah, Holly, we're sorry.
I'll come wallpaper one of your walls.
With the good stuff. No, yeah, I like that for outside, for little ones.
Why did I not think about doing it outside?
Well, she didn't say outside. So
I
you're
know.
Just
I was thinking like in my living room, a dining room table. That'd be terrible. Yeah.
Okay. Noom de Zoom said headphones while cooking so I can listen to podcasts. One on, one off so I can hear the kids. here's my issue with that. And I really, this is something that I've put a lot of thought into. It's like the minute I put them in, they need to come see me about something. The second I get into a something, they're there telling me about Star Wars or horses. And I'm like, whoa. The other day, actually, my son was watching that show. It's about like fairy tales that are like have gone awry or something. I don't remember what it's called. I don't care what it's called. But he was telling me everything about it. And I kept being like, listen, I don't know. I've never seen the show. I don't need you to tell me the finer plot points. This is not part of what I'm trying to do right now. And so finally I'm walking through them and he's like, okay, but do you know who this guy's dad is? And I was like, son, I don't know. I don't want to know. Like, I really have nothing to do with this right now. I think you're great. I don't think that's great. Can we please stop talking about it? And he's like, his dad's Peter Pan. And I was like, do you feel better having said that? He goes, yeah, he just had to get it out. He doesn't care if I care.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He needs a tattle turtle that's not a tattle turtle.
He needs a tattle turtle. He needs a turtle to tell his television woes to.
A television turtle.
What were we talking about? Oh, as soon as I put something in, they start talking to me about things that I don't want to talk about. Then I get mad at them. Or yeah. Internally, I'm like, what in the world? Yeah. And then I don't like feeling that way. So I think I'm just going to be available to them. And then nobody comes. So I don't know.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll get just like anxiety. Like they're talking to me. I see their mouths. I can't hear them. And it's like I'm deciding. Do I just say I can't or do I engage?
But the half and half makes me feel a little confused in my brain.
I think you just have to decide before you start your activity. You're making dinner. I don't think it's bad to say I'm making dinner right now. I'm not unavailable.
Or if you set up ahead of time, like if you see little white things in my ear, I'm off limits. Like I'm taking a 30-minute break unless you're bleeding, barfing, or I don't know, dead, you know, leave me alone.
Yeah.
But that can be the signal that you have them in. Oh, did you see the crib mattress one by Liz?
No, what's that about?
When you're done with the crib mattress, slide it right under your bed. And if you have a sick or a scared kid at night, instead of them climbing in with you, boop. Look, I did the boop thing.
I love it.
Comes right out. They lay right on it. Isn't that so smart?
That is smart.
My only concern would be if they get too comfortable in your room. We've never been kids sleep in our room people, and if it's comfortable, I think they'd do it more. But I like that idea. It's a good idea.
And at least they're not in bed with you.
Yeah. No, ours just sleep on the floor at the foot of the bed. That sounds so mean. Whatever.
It's okay. It's who you are. Oops.
It's who you are. Mean. Moving on.
Emily Fitzgerald, no PJs, one less fight in the morning. We have been off the PJs since they were like stopped blowing out diapers.
They wear their clothes for the next day.
Clothes for the next day. We take a bath after dinner. You're clean. You're in new clothes. I'm not jacking with you for the rest of the night. Like I got to get all those chores wrapped up after dinner and then be done.
Yeah.
No PJs. But now they're back on PJs because they're old enough to dress themselves and get on out of them. They like pajamas very much.
Interesting.
That's a good hack.
My kids, I don't even know when they change clothes or shower. I feel like I'm just real, I'm a real little free range right now out of necessity.
Yeah.
It's fine. I told my son the other day, because I do try to wash all the clothes on Sunday. I said, you know what I'm noticing is that I'm washing a lot of shirts and a lot of shorts and no underwear. So what's that about? And he just acted like, well, my goodness, I don't know because I change my underwear every day. And I'm like, oh, so now we also know you're a liar. He acted like I was losing them. Anyway, it's fine.
I mean, we've talked about chores a couple times. I really am a big believer in handing off as many chores as you can to your kids. I feel like I do very little. We started this chore chart thing. It goes on our fridge. There's 9 things they have to do every day. And two of those things are brush your teeth because they've been having trouble. I hate reminding them, brush your teeth. Did you brush your teeth? Brush your teeth. So I wrote these 9 things of things I want them to do every day. One of them is to read. I got them Jesus Calling for kids in their Easter basket. So one of them is like, read something spiritual, and they have to underline their favorite sentence
or Word, and it's really fun every day to go peek at their days and see which kid underlined, like, which sentence. Corbin's is like, birds, flowers, God. It's really cute. So that's one of them. But then there's also, like, laundry, and they have their zones. You know about my zones. I love my zones. So my house at the end of the day is picked up without me doing anything, because they do. And I have enough of them to do, like, to spread them out where I just don't have to. So if you have more than four kids, you should not be lifting a finger is my, I think, biggest mom hack. Yeah. Especially if those kids are old or older.
Your zones may be old to you, but it's very smart. Mm-hmm. What chores are they doing? So laundry, what other chores? And then just zones. So just a general pickup is mostly their chores, right?
Yeah. So they have we've had this going for a while where they each have a chore. Dishes, loading the dishes, unload dishes, laundry. That goes to each of them. Then they each have their zone that needs a general pickup. And then the new thing I added are chore sticks. So on their list of nine, they have to pull a chore stick. And it's just a popsicle stick that I've written different chores, like mop the bathroom floors, empty the bathroom garbage cans. Like, I've done tiny little small things that need to be done around the house. Vacuum the stairs is one of them. Wash the windows. And every day they have to pull a stick. Or they can go through it. I don't care. They can look through and pick the one that they want. And then it goes in the done category until it's all, you know, we've worked through them all. So it's household chores too. And if I think of something that I need done, I will put it in there in the chore stick side. I also thought it would be fun to put things like have a popsicle, just like
that's so fun,
you know, like to make it kind of fun every now and then too for them.
Yeah, but I like that very much.
I work hard for my money, so I want a bank that works with me and doesn't take money from me. If I earn that money, I want to keep it all. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. Chime has fee-free overdraft on top of $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. You can get your paychecks, benefits, stimulus check, all the things up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. There's no hidden fees, no monthly minimums, and nearly 40,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. In the app, you can turn on alerts, so if your car is ever used and something seems fishy, you can block it instantly and shut that down. You can put your savings on autopilot with Chime. You can sign up for their spending account and grow your savings automatically with 0.5% annual percentage yield. That's 10 times the national average, in case you didn't know. Also, the abbreviation for that is APY, but I want to let you in on, like, the real deal, just in case you didn't know. I didn't want to make you feel a certain kind of way about yourself, you know what I mean? Join the millions on Chime. Sign up, takes 2 minutes, and it doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/MSW. That's chime.com/MSW. Here's a little disclosure. Chime's a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits do apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/MSW for details. Back to the show.
Okay, I came up with a mom hack. I remembered something that we did when I was making dinner all the time and I was just so tired of it. Have them put together a balanced meal based on things that you have in the house, because then they feel super pumped about it. And they're really proud that they came up with the dinner, and mm-hmm. you don't have to go to the store or probably cook it.
Yeah, and then they'll probably eat it too.
I love that.
Since they made it.
It was their idea.
Oh, Jessica P. Shaw said cut up all food with kitchen scissors.
Yeah, that's where I got it. That's where I saw it from, but then I forgot to say her name. So thank you.
And then Lainsey had the pizza cutter idea.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
Guys.
Okay, I like this one. Frozen peas to cool off hot soup. That's genius.
Oh. Adding a vegetable.
I've also, in the same vein, I make hot spaghetti noodles, and then I just pour the cold sauce right out of the jar on top, and they mix together right to the temperature, perfect temperature for little children's tongues.
Look at you. You say you're, like, not great in the kitchen, but that's amazing.
I'm great at hacks.
Okay. Sierra Ray 03 talks about picnics. Picnics make everything fun. Doesn't even matter what you're doing. Put it on a blanket on the ground. One random time, my son wanted to have a date with me. And so we went to Central Market, which is like Whole Foods, and we got one piece of chocolate cake and one pizza or something. It was not even a big deal. And we sat in the hallway on a blanket. That's where he wanted to have the picnic, in the middle of the hallway. And he still last week talked about it. We probably did it 5 years ago.
I love that. Something magical about a blanket. I think we should keep blankets in our trunk so we can have picnics.
I do.
I'm going to put one in.
I got one from REI and the bottom is plastic.
Ooh.
So that it can go anywhere on grass or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They have them at Bed Bath & Beyond normally towards the front door, like in the spring. And that's such a good take and lose.
Yeah, right.
Or share with a friend. You see a mom at soccer practice who's like struggling. You just give it to her. Done it.
That's good. Mine was really expensive. I'm not
fancy nice. Yeah,
mine's fancy and I will be buried with it.
Wrap me in REI.
I feel known by Tracy G. Thomas. Tracy Thomas. She sorts her laundry by person, not color. Everything in load goes to the same person to put away. That is a step up from what I do, and I love the idea.
That's a good idea.
It's good.
No sorting necessary.
Okay, so Debbie Duvall says that parental controls on the router kills the internet as needed to help the kids not be on the... We are not that high tech. We just hide the remote control.
I didn't know that routers could do parental controls.
I know. I want to look into that too, especially as my kids are getting older. And this year they have like their iPads. They can get on the internet whenever they want.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do some giving me life, killing me softly? Well... I should just say it because you're going to play it.
I'm not going to play it. Not after that beautiful serenade.
Yeah.
Rebecca, seems like you're in the mood. What's killing you softly?
My 3 a.m. Amazon purchases.
Oh, boy. Oh, what'd you do now?
It's becoming less of an issue than it was at the beginning of newborn season when I was up for longer. Now she's like up for a quick bottle and goes back to sleep, but I bought quite a few things back in the early days of Maisie's life at 3 a.m. on the internets. And so I bought a breast pump that I ended up not needing, which I was able to sell it again, which was good. But it was like a $500 3 a.m. purchase that I woke up. Oh. It's one of those you wake up the next morning, you're like, did I spend $500 in the middle of the night? You know?
Shoot.
I did some clothes, like some big shopping spree for baby girl clothes in the middle of the night at Carter's one time. And they were all cute and I kept them. Yeah. But had I been more awake, maybe I wouldn't have needed all of it. Just right, yeah. A lot of things that can happen at 3 a.m.
I'm impressed with your abilities.
To make rash decisions or what abilities?
No, just to be like adding things to a cart. That's a lot of work.
Amazon makes it too easy. They save all my card info. You just push buy now.
And Amazon, I can see Amazon's easy.
Yeah, Carter's was a little bit harder. I probably checked out in the morning, but I sure did fill up that cart. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's becoming less of an issue, but I do need to watch my 3 a.m. purchases.
What about you, Em?
So what's killing me softly is similar. So now that I have to dress like a professional, I'll be looking for one particular item. Like recently, I needed a white cardigan. They're kind of hard to find if you're looking for something specific. And so I'll just buy 5 or 6 white cardigans from all the places, try them on, and then I did it also with like some slip-on. I wanted some leather sneaker slip-ons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my business casual, really heavily casual and a little bit of business. I bought 6 or 7 pairs of leather sneakers and about 6 white cardigans. So then they all come that week. I get to try on which one I like. This is not a problem for me because I'm amazing at returning things. But then my weekend is filled with how does this company return stuff? And how does this? And then, I need more packing tape. And now where do I? So then I have all these boxes I have to return. And it's kind of killing me softly. I found the thing I liked, but every weekend it's just a return festival.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't have that much time. So anyway, it's fine. It's not that big of a problem, but it's kind of annoying on Saturday morning.
Right.
It's like Christmas morning, like boxes everywhere.
I do hate returning things.
There's not a great solution either. You can either go to like a mall. and right. spend your morning doing that.
And then if you don't have a lot of time, you just buy what they have. And I don't want that.
Right.
So I think I'll send it to Katie and have her.
No, thank you. Bye.
It's not a bad idea, though, to hire someone to take all your returns where they need to go.
Well, I mean, I believe what we're talking about is Stitch Fix. You just say, or not Stitch Fix, but some, like Nordstrom Trunk and be like, I need white cardigans and leather sneakers.
I mean, I guess so.
That's an option. Right. However,
that's an option.
It's all a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but I got my cardigan and my sneakers and everything's returned. So
that's good.
The worst is behind me.
Yeah.
I used to be able to put my Stitch Fix returns in the blue mailbox on the end of the street, but Hamtramck has now installed stoppers so that it only opens enough to slide a teeny tiny envelope in there. So you have to actually go into the post office and talk to somebody in a pandemic.
Right.
What? How did everything else get better with curbside and the post office got worse? And then she wouldn't take it because the postage date was too late. But I was like, but the company put this on here.
Yeah.
Now is not the time.
That was my Emma killing Samich. Softly. Yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
Jeez, Louise.
Wow. Rebecca's attitude is slightly tanked. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Our energy from the top. I mean, mine was like maniacal, if that's a word to describe it energy.
That was insane. An appropriate word. It was really something.
All right. Speaking of instability, the thing that's killing me softly is my mental health. It's not great. And I'm laughing now, but just know it ain't pretty.
Oh, is it because Brandon's gone or what?
I think it's a really cool cocktail of
grief. Yeah.
Yeah. Him being gone, a move coming up, selling three houses, four in total, three to go. It just feels this is a weird limbo and moving. I feel like it's all I talk about, but it's just like this low level of uncertainty can just feel very grinding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the dread of it.
Yeah. So those are life events and that's fine. But I have just never been, I've never been so unclear on my thoughts and also so sick of my thoughts, so sick of thinking, so sick of feelings, tears. Always there, like at the ready any moment. I'm just not really not myself. I feel like I can't trust my thoughts. It's really weird. This is all new for me. Some of the experiences, some of the things that I'm in right now, I have experience with, but the way that I'm handling it is so different. So anyway, I started with a counselor this week. And so that's great. However, she dropped me because our schedules aren't compatible. After our first session, you know, the one where you're like, this is my life.
Tell them everything. Oh, gosh.
Couldn't they have figured that out ahead of time?
They could have. I don't know what had happened. And I really liked her too. So that's unfortunate. However, this was so easy to set up. So it's good and bad. It was really simple. Somehow my insurance has like really figured out how to make mental health accessible, which is not the case for other insurances that I've been dealing with recently. So this was a good experience overall. Sure. I'm still fine with it. And I'm still going to keep going, even though I tell myself all the time that I don't need to do it. And I don't need to actually see a counselor because your life is amazing. Really, if you could just see that it's amazing, but I'm not right. I'm just not myself. So
it's sometimes just so good to talk to someone who you don't have to listen to them to. You know, like when you talk to a friend, you feel like I can spill my shiitake, but
it's a half and half.
Then I need to listen to them as well. And with a counselor, you don't have to do anything for them except pay them, I guess. But, you know, it's really, I'm so glad you're doing it.
So am I. Mm-hmm. I think I should have done it a long time ago. But now it's like in my face, like you're not dealing well.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot going on too.
There's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
And also grief builds on itself and you've had a lot of loss, you know, on top of loss you already had, on top of all the life events, on top of single parenting.
Mm-hmm.
The grief is the weirdest thing, man, because I don't feel like it's related, but I know that it is. It's the weirdest thing. And so I just feel untrustworthy as a person, and it feels insane. Yeah.
Be gentle with yourself and do nice things for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will. We will get to that in the Giving Me Life.
Okay. I'm glad you're doing you were talking about Invisalign in one of the episodes, maybe not this one. So sorry about it if nobody understands what I'm talking about. Katie's doing a nice thing for herself. The end.
Yeah.
But it's funny, just while we were recording this, I got a message from my counselor who I've had to stop seeing because of not working shifts anymore. And I just, our schedules didn't work out because I am 9 to 5 now, 5 days a week. But she just said that she has something available coming up in May. And I am pumped.
Good, because you really like her.
Oh, she's lovely. Yes, she's gorgeous.
And I love that she reached out to you. That's so, that makes you feel so like wanted, you know? That makes me feel wanted.
Oh, well, Emily's fun to be around.
Yes.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And I pay her every time. So we gotta circle back to I'm paying for her friendship. She's not my friend. I know that. Okay.
Rebecca, what's giving you life?
Okay. So have you guys tried Verb Bars? I'm such an influencer. I'm so sorry. They're really great.
I heard you talk about them. It's a V-E-R-B, like a verb.
Yeah, like the...
Like the part of speech.
Part of speech, yes.
Okay.
Which makes so much sense because that's like the active part of speech, and verb gives you energy so you can be active.
Oh my gosh.
They really thought that through.
They really did. Do you like them? Do they give you energy?
They really, really do. I can tell a difference when I have one. What I don't like is I feel like they're kind of expensive, but I think I have to look at them less as a granola bar and more as an energy drink, which an energy drink at the gas station is like $1.50, $2, you know, like a mocha latte at Starbucks, depending on what sort of deal you can get, like $1.25 or something, a bar, they're pretty small and they're only 90 calories and they're the same amount of caffeine as a shot of espresso and it comes from green tea. So you don't get like shaky or anything. I don't know. I've really been liking them and they're kind of like a fun, it feels like a superpower in my back pocket. Like if I get really tired, I know. Maybe it's all mental, but I have one and I feel like it gets me through that next little push, you know?
Right.
What's your favorite one?
Flavor? I really like peppermint mocha.
Okay. The coconut chai sounds pretty amazing.
That was the first one I got. That one's really good. I have them ranked in my highlights of my favorite to least favorite.
Okay.
It's a big thing. So I forget where coconut chai lies in that, but you can go check it out later.
So is this a thing where people like order them from you or something?
You can order them from whoever. I'm an affiliate with them. So if you order through my link, I get a little kickback from them, but I would eat them without that too, just because I like them.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah,
I want to try them.
You know what I think of when I think of those? I think of chewing coffee grinds.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit better than that.
Yep. When I see them, that's what I think of.
Have you
But
had
I know
them?
That's not real. No, I haven't had them. Only ever seen them on the gram.
Their packaging is really cute. And their customer service, you text with them to reorder. And it's a real, like you can tell it's a real person. And they're like funny and send you pictures of dogs, which I don't appreciate. I feel like I need to tell them I don't like dogs.
Yeah, you need boundaries with your customer service. Right.
Hold it. Well, how do dogs come up?
I don't know. It might be part of their branding. They're trying to be like funny and hip and they sent a dog meme, just one. But when I'm ready to reorder, all I have to do is text the guy, like text instead of go to the website, log in, remember my password, click reorder. If I need it before my subscription, because I've subscribed, which you don't have to, I just say, hey, I'm out. Can I order these three flavors? And then he's like, sure, I'll push it through now. And boop.
And then he sends you what, like 12 or what?
You get 20.
Do you end up eating too many? Because sometimes I just am like, oh, one's good, 9 is better.
That's what I do with granola bars.
Yeah, I think that's why it's a mind. You have to shift it in your mind. Like a perspective shift, that it's not a granola bar, it's an energy drink, you know, in the form of a bar, which you wouldn't drink like 9 energy drinks.
Right. So you just have to tell yourself that you'll die if you have more than one.
Yes.
Oh, brother. May cause instant death upon second bar.
Right. Yeah. By now, you've probably heard us talk about Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. Well, I want to share a few updates. Since using the custom formulas Pros sent me, spoiler alert, I love them.
Since I started using Pros, my hair is definitely healthier. I used to pick at my split ends as a nervous habit, and now I can't find any to pick. I use the shampoo, conditioner, scalp mask, hair mask, leave-in conditioner, curl cream, and hair oil. I'm kind of a Pros junkie, but my favorite out of all of those is the scalp mask. Have you ever even heard of a scalp mask before? It's great. Anytime I feel like my scalp is flaking or itchy and red, I plop this scalp mask on for 20 minutes and it feels brand new. It's been fun to hear about all of you who have started to try Pros out. The Strugs are sharing selfies in our Facebook group of the natural textures that they are finding in their hair after switching to Pros. Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. The quiz is fast and fun and asks lots of questions like where you live, what you want from your hair, your diet, activity, and more. They take all of that into consideration to create your perfect hair care formula. Pros also has a review and refine feature. It lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like change of address, hair color, or my diet. I recently redid the quiz for my second shipment now that I'm postpartum and experiencing hair loss and the terrible new growth that happens. They tweaked my shampoo and conditioner for me to meet these new needs. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they'll take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
And what's giving you life?
We are getting some work done on the outside and I wanted a fire pit that was gas. And my husband's like, I don't think it's so, because he's anti-fire pit. I don't even know why, because he loves it when he's around it. But anyway, so I found one that's a wood burning fire pit, which I love the smell of that. I don't love the smoke of it. Well, this is a smokeless wood burning fire pit. It's made in the New England area, which Katie is where she's living. Mm-hmm. And it's got two layers of metal and like the holes are placed in such a way that the smoke gets sucked down and then like used again in a secondary combustion situation. And this is why I know is because, my brother-in-law, Eric's sister's husband, is a airplane mechanic. So when we were talking about it, he was like, well, how does that happen? And I'm like, I don't know. They said combustion and I was trying to explain it. He could not stop laughing because I was apparently doing a bad job. So I'm like, that's it. I'm figuring this out. So we used it last night. The outside gets this really beautiful patina, like coppery looking on it. And then the top has a searing plate. So it's a really wide around the top. So you can actually cook around the edge of it. And so we used it the other night and it was so fun. And we made s'mores that we wrapped up in tin foil and the whole thing was lovely and it wasn't smoky. And I woke up and went to work the next day and I didn't even take a shower. Oh. I didn't, and I didn't even smell. So the whole thing is for me to have to be less hygienic.
Just kidding. less showers. Oh, Neil, I guess follows Mom Struggling Well on Instagram. Cause he was like, Did you see the fire pit your friend got? It's amazing. And I was like, yes, I did. He was talking to me as he was watching. And then he goes, s'mores in tinfoil? I'm like, yeah, it's not going to go well. And then he went to the next one. It was like all your melty. Did it not work? Is that what you were saying with the s'mores in tinfoil?
No, they were really good.
Oh, I thought your message was like, well, that didn't work or something. Maybe I misunderstood.
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to really be present with my family and not spend a lot of time on the story. So I was like, post, whatever. Yeah, no, they were really yummy. Some of them were a little bit too done because we just got to having fun and talking and not paying attention. What does it say?
They are perfect. I don't know where I got. You said they're perfect.
But it was just slight confusion only because they looked a little messy. And so one could argue that it wasn't perfect. However, the marshmallow consistency did look chef's kiss.
Yeah, what I don't like is if the marshmallow is great, but the
chocolate's still too cold. Hard. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was great. They were, it was really fun.
It looked beautiful. I can't believe that's smokeless. That's what I hate about live fires.
Real live fires.
Is that you smell like smoke after. I hate that smell, but I love the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Being from New England now, I can't say that I'm from it. There. Excuse me. Take two. Being a New Englander, which it's funny that I was looking back in posts. I know. I didn't even know I lived in New England for like a year.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good discovery.
But anyway, I always smell like fire now, and I don't even care.
Okay. That's Katie's fire.
Good for you.
Is that your Boston?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you tell me like the name of that fire pit?
Yeah, Breo. Breeo.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I zoned out because I was looking to see if Neil follows me, and he doesn't. So that's cool.
Neil.
Thanks, Neil.
It's cool.
What's giving me life is two things that are pretty short because I'm like losing my mind just temporarily or slowly, but steadily. That's what it is. I have been feeling so loved by Big Boy, and it just is really, really nice. And that's probably not popular to say because I don't want to ever make anybody feel bad about their situation, but you know, it goes in waves and I'm just overwhelmed. He is so steady and wonderful to me. And it's just, he's really shining when I am sucking. So it's been really nice. Also, we're going to go to Disneyland.
When?
Sometime this summer. We should be there. We don't know when we're going to go there, but we will go there by this Disney trip. My best friend, Erica, she's the best trip taker in the universe. And she like knows the park. And my kids have never been, and her kids have been a bunch of times. So it's her son's birthday. And so she's like, I'll plan it and I'll just tell you when to book and what hotel.
Oh, stop.
And so it's nice to have an end date. We will be there for Disney. So,
oh, good.
Whether it really works like with our schedule or not, I know we will be there by then. And so it's just fun to have a date and it's fun to have something to look forward to. And we've been waiting for a long time to go to that coast. And so it's just, I'm very excited to be with my bed.
That's so good. Especially with everything being up in the air, to know that there's a date where it won't be.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. 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 That's it for this one. Yeah. I'm going to read an iTunes review. Oh, this is sweet. This is from Sarah Donnell. And the end of her review, she says, thank you, Emily, Kate, and Rebecca, for listening to God's Call on joining the podcast world. Your sense of it's not reality. It might be reality.
Mm-hmm. Or we're realtors.
That makes sense. We're real. We're realtors. We sell homes.
I didn't know that was my calling or my profession.
And now it's making so much sense, isn't it?
It's really, it's coming together. It's exactly what I was looking for in a podcast. When I take time out of my day to do something for myself, like listen to a podcast, I don't want fluff. You willingly sharing your good, bad, and ugly so openly is a huge comfort and so refreshing to my ears and ultimately my soul. Your humor is an added bonus. Purple heart emoji.
Stop it.
That's sweet, though.
That's the highest heart in the army, isn't it? Purple, when you get a purple heart?
We're realtors.
Royalty.
And we have purple hearts. I didn't know.
I feel like that should be the name of our realtor company.
It should be.
Purple heart realty.
Purple heart realty.
Realtors.
Realtors.
Real estate. We first need to learn how to say what we are, because it's just not a good look when
purple
you can't
heart
say what you
home sellers.
Oh, I like it.
That's a little clunky, I gotta say.
Oh man.
That was very sweet. I like
that
it.
That really is. I feel like that's what we're trying to do. I love that. That's really kind. If you want to leave us a review, we would love that. Look for Share the Struggle. That's the link in the show notes. They are every week.
Love it. Just click on that.
Click on that, and we might read it right here on a show.
Love it.
That purple heart reality. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
Did you hear that, Neil? She's at Kate Ordway. So you can follow all of us.
He don't care. He don't care.
Better meal, Neil. I even gave him a nickname, and he didn't even give a rip.
What's your nickname for him?
You said he always picks the better meal.
Oh, yeah. Better meal Neil. I forgot about that. Yeah.
When did you do that? Oh, I must not have been. Was that the show I wasn't on? The show you guys recorded without telling me? Nothing messed up.
You don't even listen, so I wonder how long it would take for you to know.
I started listening.
You did?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am at Mom Struggling Well. So, what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Maybe you struggle well this week by stopping separating your clothes and let everything turn gray and pink. Unless that's a myth. And no matter what you do, the clothes will come out perfect because you are a Tide commercial. Maybe you struggle well this week by, if you don't know what parenting decision to make, wallpaper it. Just wallpaper it. It's like Portlandia where they had that skit about put a bird on it.
Yes.
Rebecca's is just put a wallpaper on it. Maybe you struggle this week by getting a fridge in your closet so you don't have to share your sweets. Maybe you buy things on Amazon for 3 a.m. I was taking some notes this time, guys.
Yeah,
maybe you get a picnic blanket for your car. Stop. Maybe you be like Neil and you don't follow Katie, but you do follow me. Maybe you get verb bars from Rebecca, but you only eat one so that you don't die. And last but not least.
Yeah.
How does that idiom go that's oft used that's in right. our that's language? Correct.
Last but not okay. least.
But I said last and not least. I messed it up. Dang it. Take that
it's
out.
It's inclusive.
Oh.
Last and least.
Last and or but not least. If you're buying or selling a home, contact Purple Heart Realty. We would love to sell your home for you once we figure out how. Listen, guys, if you like this show, please share it with your friends. I can't tell the people that I know any more times. They're tired of hearing about it. If you have something to share and you have some knowledge that we don't have, which all of you do, please call this voicemail line that Katie has set up. It's 203-871-1683.
If you're a big sister here in our STRUG community, which means that you have walked this road before us in the mom hack world.
Listen, if you know stuff we don't know, just call the number. I'm going to say it again, 203-871-1683.
And maybe we'll play your advice on the next Patreon show.
I've been listening to the voicemails. I've heard a couple so far, and they are sweet.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
So if you've got mom hacks that we didn't cover and you've been like yelling at your yes. podcast player this whole time.
I know.
That's a sign you need to call.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. what it's for. And we won't answer. Like, ain't nobody going to answer the phone.
No.
Which is a good thing. Like, that's not a negative. Don't feel awkward.
I was wondering if people were like, oh, she's going to answer the phone. No, I'm not. I have no idea what's happening. And then it just pops into my email. And then I edit that bad boy and you sound like a wizard.
It's true. It doesn't wake us up at night. It doesn't ring our phones. It just goes straight to voicemail. On the next main show, we are going to be talking about self-care. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so it will boop, pop right into your inbox. Inbox is not a thing in podcast world.
We're going to email it to you this week.
Your feed. Your podcast feed.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. That was something.
'Cause we're all in this together. Your richest mom's struggling well.
Here's your big riff, Em. If you so choose to riff it. I'm not riffing it.
I felt like a mic drop after the reality.
I really should be doing this. I don't have it in me.
Okay. Listen, guys, if you like this show, please share it with your friends. Please do it. I can't tell the people that I know any more times. They're tired of hearing about it.
It's true. I mean.
It's true. We're sick of it.
Oh, riff it. Come on.
Riff it.
Riff it good. If you have something to share and you have some knowledge that we don't have, which all of you do have, but if you have something you want to say, some advice, please call this voicemail line that Katie has set up. It's 203-871-1683. We want to hear from the big sisters who can tell us some... The cursor that shows that somebody else is on popped up just now and it said anonymous hyena. I can't. I'm no match for just random. Why did it say that?
I don't know why it does that.
I don't think I said it well. Can we just talk about
these are... You have mom hacks? This is the worst day of my life.
Do you want me to try?
I'm going to pee my pants.
Do you want me to try? Both of your hands in your head. All right, let me give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. If you're a big sister here in our STRUG community, which means that you have walked this road before us in the mom hack
world, meaning this is hard.
This is hard. It's
such a simple concept.
Now your head is in your hand. Listen, if you know stuff we don't know, just call the number. I'm going to say it again. You take from this what you will. 203-871-1683. Amen.
And maybe we'll play your advice on the next Patreon show. The end.
If any of what we said makes sense, and if you leave a voicemail, thank you. Let's talk about them.
The Strokes.
Can you send me the pictures again? They're gone from my phone.
Sorry, I can't think twice. I can't think. I can't do two things at once. That's what I meant. Sorry.
I can't think twice or once.
There they all are. You sent them on a separate message just to me.
Oh, all you wanted was now you guys have your own text thread.
Oh, good. My gosh. Please,
we've,
guys.
We've had one going back.
Oh, brother. Okay. So this hack I really like. I lost it. This is going to be really fun for you to edit, Katie.
You know what's a step up from that? You should try.
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper. small pizza cutters.
Oh, good idea.
Small pizza cutters. So you can cut up someone's paint. Didn't turn off that time.
That's good. That's quite a whack, too.
It was.
Hey, I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. You've ruined everything. Goodbye. We'll see you.
She sounded like such a sweet little elf.
I know, right?
I have a story about periods.
Let's do it.
The other day, this is just for us, maybe. My Diva cup took it out. Yeah. We all three have Diva cups, right?
Yes.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
It got away from me. It got and so I was like, no. It slipped out and then it kept on. It, like, I threw it, basically.
Oh.
And so, and then I was like, no. And I caught it and ping. And then it, like, pong. And then off my counter, off my hand. It was crazy.
Did it look like a crime scene?
Nothing came out. It was the weirdest. It landed like up against it on the floor and like at the base of my cabinets, like, you know, where the floor meets the wall.
It, nothing came out.
Nothing anywhere. It was the craziest thing.
What?
And I said, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast.
This must be shared. That's nuts.
It was really something.
That's a messy business right there.
Could have been really bad.